B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A Brockton school police officer on leave. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu gets to work on her free tea pledge. And the hip-hop community mourning another loss. Melissa has a juice coming up.
Good thing Travis Scott stayed with Kylie Jenner because he's going to need about $1 billion to get out of this mess.
Leroy has your sports.
Let me clear my vocal cords. Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all.
He sounds like he's solving a Wheel of Fortune puzzle.
Oh, man.
I'll take it.
But first, a Brockton School Police Department officer is on leave after kneeling on a student while putting him in handcuffs at the high school. Now, this was after breaking up a fight where the student allegedly resisted arrest. Video of the incident circulated on social media, and the superintendent did send out a message to families saying that the video was painful to watch, particularly given its historical context. Well, a day after being sworn in, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu got to work on one of her campaign pledges, a fair free tea. So she filed an order to use $8 million in federal COVID-19 relief funds to make 3 MBTA bus routes running through Mattapan, Dorchester, and Roxbury free to riders for at least 2 years. And that order needs approval from the Boston City Council. And the hip-hop community is mourning the death of Young Dolph, who was shot and killed while reportedly buying cookies at a local bakery in his hometown of Memphis. Several artists, and including some who collaborated with him, expressed their condolences, including Megan Thee Stallion, Gucci Mane, LL Cool J, and Chance the Rapper. Young Dolph was only 36 years old. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Lil Nas X's episode of The Maury Show aired yesterday. And in it, he confessed his love to Jai, who is married to Ashley.
I am gay. Okay. I've had two boyfriends most of my life.
Lil Nas X says he and Jai were dating over a month and then confessed that to Jai's wife.
Me and Jai have been together for about a month and a half. We've fallen in love with each other. I just wanted to tell you before he could.
What are you talking about? You guys have been together for a month. You're a liar.
Oh,
he would never
good.
Cheat
she's
on me
good.
With you, okay? No.
He's only with me because he knows that baby isn't his.
Oh!
What are you talking
oh
about?
My God, what are you talking baby? About? That baby's mine!
Well,
that
Jai came
mine.
On stage and told his wife the devastating news.
Oh, boy. What did Jai say?
I feel very, very confused with okay. all of this. I love my family, you know? I
but,
love...
Okay, if you love us, then love, why are we here?
Let me
why
talk.
Are we here?
Just let me talk. Let me talk, okay? Let me talk. But I do want to be with Montero.
Whoa!
Oh, my God.
But it all came crashing down when Jai dropped a bomb.
Jai.
She's so German.
Have you had sexual contact with any other person besides Montero or Ashley?
He hasn't.
You
he
said
hasn't.
No. And the lie detector test determined that was a lie. More than 10 different people.
Oh, 10!
Jai went running off stage, ran outside, the whole thing, of course.
Jai!
To promote the video and
10
single.
Other people?
For That's What I Want.
Besides. Your lady and
I
besides
know,
Montero?
I know. I
man, he needs to be Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I do have
like,
to say...
I love him.
Lil Nas X is the king of trolling. And it is, if you want to see the entire Maury episode, it's like 20 minutes long. It's on our Facebook page. Remember Gorilla Glue Girl? Her
yes.
name is Tessica Brown. She became a viral sensation after putting Gorilla Glue in her hair and it got stuck and then had to have a plastic surgeon remove it. Well, she is back and she's releasing a song. It's called My Hair. And it sounds okay. pretty much like you would expect.
Okay.
Terrible. Will you stop?
I saw a tiger.
Will you please?
And the tiger saw a man.
The tiger saw a man.
That's the best part.
Hey, don't move it. Don't move my hair.
Hey.
Right? Don't move my hair.
I like this.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Okay. She's twerking with her hands stuck on
yeah,
her head.
That's all I see is cheeks clapping.
So, the side note to all this. Apparently, Tessica actually asked Nicki Minaj to appear on the song. And it would surprise you, maybe or maybe not, that Nicki didn't respond.
No!
My hair will be released tomorrow.
Nicki denied?
She did.
Gorilla Glue Girl? From 6 to 8 months ago? What's wrong with her?
I can't. And more lawsuits are being revealed following the tragedy at Astroworld where 10 people died. According to Forbes, attorney Tony Busby has now filed a massive suit against Travis Scott, Drake, Apple, Live Nation, and more, representing over 125 concert attendees who were affected physically, mentally, or emotionally, seeking over $750 million in damages. Now, that follows the announcement of attorney Ben Crump saying he's representing over 200 victims. And they're saying there's going to be over 100 lawsuits from them and then about 90 more after that, putting Travis Scott, Drake, Live Nation, and more to be responsible to possibly pay collectively over $1 billion. Yes, $1 billion.
With a B?
In damages. With a B. So, Travis, you better think twice if you're thinking of leaving Kylie again, because you might need a little financial help. Although, yeah, Travis does all right on his own. Here's Leroy with sports.
Yeah, I know it's dumb early in the season, but the Celtics need to get healthy ASAP as they lost to the Hawks 110-99. Yeah, one of the great sports mysteries has been solved. We now know how much Bill Belichick makes, and it is, you ready for this? $18 million per year. That's right, Cream. That's right, and that 18 per makes him the highest paid coach in all of U.S. sports. My man's getting money.
What do you think he spends it on? Because he, you know that he wears like three outfits.
I don't know, man.
I don't see him driving fancy cars.
Just like, making sure his family and his, you know, his kids will be straight. I'm pretty sure he's
I mean, I know he has a boat. He does that. But other than that, like, does he have any lavish hobbies, I guess, is a question?
I don't know. We just found it out how much he makes, so who knows, man? Yeah. Who knows?
He might have this whole secret life that no one knows about.
Where he wears little pink shorts and talks with guys named Chad.
Right, and you know what
I
it is.
I wasn't going there,
but... Tonight, Dollar Bill and the Pats are down in Atlanta to face the Falcons. The Pats are looking to win their fifth in a row. I think they're going to get it. They're 7-point favorites. Romero, you said they were going to win 11-4. Pebbles,
11-4.
You said 28-21. And Melissa, you said 24-10. So, Romero, please lock it in.
Okie dokie.
Kickoff is at 8:20. And before I get up on out your way, I want to give a huge shout out to Rosemarie, her beautiful children, Shazera, Amarachi, and Prince. We met them last night at our Kicks for Get Up Kids event. They're the one, she's the lady that made me go find you guys and bring her.
Oh, yes, she was so sweet. Yes. Everybody there was so
nice. Exactly. They listen to us every single morning, so we thank you, and we wish you nothing but the best. And that's your sports.
All right. Today's good news. Remember the story about the guy who accidentally got invited to Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Well, in case you don't, in 2016, Wanda had sent a text about Thanksgiving dinner to her Thanksgiving that was going to be at her home.
I got
that
beans, cream, potatoes, lamb,
the text was supposed to be for her grandson. Instead, she had messaged Jamal, who wrote back, "You're not my grandma, but can I still get a plate, though?" She replied, "Of course you can. That's what grandmas do, feed everyone." Well, he didn't go that year. He's gone every year since. And recently posted that he got his invite from Grandma Wanda, and that this will be the sixth Thanksgiving dinner that they'll have together. Grandma Wanda invited Jamal's girlfriend, Michaela, and his family to share good food and great conversation. And, you know, I guess last year, Wanda's husband had died from COVID.
Oh, man.
And so he, supported her and got messages from people all around the world sending condolences and stuff. So that was really nice. But, damn, that's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.